But right now, let's get a taste of Mountainhead, a band who are soon to depart. They have maybe one more show to celebrate the release of an EP of theirs called Act Natural, their first true EP, we'll call it, wherein the duo was in full control of everything. But we couldn't let them leave without getting them at last into Studio A to perform for you and perform for us. And this they did on the 24th of this month with Ramon Garcia behind the console. Mountainhead R, Wyatt Granger on vocal and guitar with processors, Audrin Bagai on drums, vocals, and acoustic bass. We'll get into the studio to talk to this duo, but actually they do a pretty good job of emceeing themselves. So let's jump right into it and give it up for one of the final performances for the foreseeable future of the duo from Albuquerque, Mountainhead.
Hello, radio people. My name is Audrin.
I'm Wyatt.
And we are Mountainhead.
Mountainhead.
This is one of the last performances, because your boy is moving westward, manifest destiny, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely don't say that. Yeah. Don't go out there and say that.
the intentions are much better than the first time. But we're a garage rock duo from the Burke.
We've been together about 4 years now, almost exactly 4 years.
Was it 2014?
2014, yep. Dude. Wow, time moves fast.
We met in a recording class. The teacher was late.
Every
we
day.
We were talking in the front of the class because no one was there. And one thing led to another. You said you had a gig you had in Farmington, and we barely knew each other. And I was like, I'll play. So we just wrote 3 songs on a whim.
Well, yeah, I met you, and then I got the offer of the gig, and I'm like, I know this is short notice, dude, yeah. But you want to do it.
And then the friendship was
born.
It bloomed, and here we are now.
And here we are now.
I'm going to play a few little diddly-doos for you. Hope you enjoy them. This first song is called Egyptian Rat Screw. It is the oldest of the new ones on our upcoming EP, which we will talk about more.
Thank you.
Hi, folks.
And we're back.
And we're back.
This next song is called Bushido Kick Slap. That title is as absurd as the song. It is, you wrote the lyrics, so I guess it's about religion to some extent. And
sort of.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to go too deep in about what the lyrics are about. But
we'll be all System of a Down on this one, boys, so you can figure this one out.
but it is about... just the way ideas possess people, I suppose.
Right. Well, the chorus, you have the lyric, be pushing a book outside my door or something, which is kind of like
the
line between like soliciting and religion, I guess.
Yeah, kind of, everyone has to push their ideas on everyone else all the time.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But really, man, no one knows what they're talking about.
Song's about puppies.
This is about seal hunting.
Whoa. And how it's not good.
How it's not good.
Can I let you in on something? I don't think I can lie. No more screws keeping my teeth out and falling. I haven't heard a word you've said, and I think I like it, but you won't give it to me. We'll be right back.
So Mercies, right?
Yeah. This next one's called Mercy's Charm. It's off of our last EP that we recorded in, what was the studio called?
Oh, Push Drive. Push Drive, so yeah. We recorded the first EP we had, we made in 2014 or 2015. It was called Macro Hedonism. We recorded it in Durango because Wyatt knew a guy, which is as vague as it should be. And they came out like kind of like overproduced. Like, I mean, it was, I'm still pretty proud of it because we were like kind of young. But
yeah, it was for our first one.
Yeah, they were kind of overproduced. So for the second EP called
Exercises and Futility.
Yes, come Exercises on, and Futility. Yeah, I named that. I can't even remember. It was, we went for a more lo-fi direction, and we got more than we bargained for. It
too
was
lo-fi.
Too lo-fi.
So. And this time we recorded our own thing and then got it mixed professionally. So I think we found a good balance.
I hope we're in the Goldilocks zone now. But so this next song, Mercy's Charm, it's off of Exercises and Futility, which is the lo-fi one. And yeah, it's kind of, I think it's kind of our more kind of like just machismo riff,
rock.
Kind of like
rock central.
Yeah, it's kind of just like obnoxious in a way, but also like kind of, you know, very bluesy and
yeah.
Angry.
When we first started our band, we decided that we wanted to be like the Limbs who are here in town, yeah. But be better and worse than them at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So this one's dedicated to the Limbs. Who yeah, I think they're in San Francisco right now. Right?
They are not in Albuquerque.
They're
anymore.
Not in Albuquerque. Yeah.
This yeah. one's for them, baby.
Yeah.
grin to yourself and light it over my chains. You walk all over myself before I'm put in my grave. You know, it ain't right. You keep your grin to yourself and light it over my chains. You walk all over myself. No, it ain't right. You keep your grin to yourself and light it over my chain. You walk all over myself before I put in my grave. You know.
Well, it's for the last time ever, and I don't frankly believe it, but we're taking time out from the last time ever to meet Mountainhead. And I'm not meeting these guys, but listeners, some of you may be. Wyatt Granger and Audrin Bagai are Mountainhead, and soon enough they will be in the past tense, or that's the rumor.
Yeah, it's pretty factual. it's definitely not the end of the band, but we're definitely going on a prolonged hiatus.
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely going to meet up with, like, in the future, but
yes,
as for
somewhere,
now, we're
but
like,
but our life plans are splitting us apart, and it would be silly to continue the band when there's two members. I joked with him, I think, like, well, a couple weeks ago, that I'd be really mad if I, like, went to meet him up and he's with another guy in the band that sounds like
two-piece. Yeah, it's called Head Mountain.
So this is not going to be one of those, you know, file relationships where you're sending files across the country.
I mean,
we talked about it. I mean, we could do, like, a postal service kind of situation, but, I mean, it makes more sense. Like, it's cool to, like, have these three EPs under our belt and then meet up 5 years later and then see what we make then. And they kind of just, like, I don't know.
We'll keep in touch for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't see us not making music.
Yeah. We're not separating because of creative differences. Right.
Yeah,
it's
not the divorce.
So if something happens, we're open to it.
Yeah.
And Audrin is, as drummer, percussionist, you're all over the Rue Badly project. You're on,
I think,
every single cut.
Not all of them. I'm on like three or four.
Yeah, about five tracks.
Yeah,
out of 10.
I think like half of the album is my drums, which we recorded in a very dark and gross basement in one of the houses I was living in when I was going to school.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you look back on the 4 years, I mean, during the session, you remarked that it just seemed like to come and go so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it totally, I don't know, like, I remember the first songs we made. We have three SoundCloud demos that we made in 2014.
Our first year together.
I remember thinking, throughout our whole tenure of us being a band, thinking that those songs were, like, horrible. And I was like, I'm not, like, we didn't do good. Like, we're still amateurs at producing. I listened to them back yesterday, and I was, like, so proud because they're so gross and messy and just so distorted. The levels are off. You can't hear, like, the kick drum, but it's, like, so awesome. And, since then, from now, it's gone so quick.
Yeah, but we've definitely made it took us quite a while to find what our sound was, too, I think. But I think we've made, in this last EP that we've made of these new songs, I think we've managed to hit on something that I feels like genuinely us.
Yeah.
It's not like my Rue Badly stuff, and it's not like his stuff. He does a lot of electronica and dance music and mm-hmm. hip-hop. And I feel like this is a genuinely, like, cohesive thing that we put together.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like we're trying to aim for a certain genre, or
mm-hmm.
it's
definitely unique. Especially some of the songs are like stuff I've never even heard before, and I'm not even like saying that
is a just, good thing.
Like, we have a song, Act Natural, which is the title of the EP. It's the fifth song, and it's how you described it. It was like actively trying to like push the listener like away. It's very like experimental, very obnoxious, very annoying, but it sounds so, like it's our sound. Yeah. I think that's like the most
obnoxious, experimental, annoying. This is
I mean, we've always tried to mix like really pretty stuff with really gross stuff.
We try to make catchy songs with kind of a rough around the edges aesthetic.
And that's how you describe this new EP, like
Wyatt, when you were performing, people are hearing like a funk bass and then they're hearing a guitar, and you're all generating it out of the same instrument,
mm-hmm.
just with pedals. Can you just describe that one toy that splits the signal?
Yeah, so in my pedal board, the first thing that goes in, it's my guitar, and then it goes to this what's called an ABY pedal, and that splits the signal. So you basically put one thing in, and then you can take it through multiple amps. And so then I have one going through what's called a POG, which is a polyoctave generator. It can do octaves up and octaves down. It's kind of like a whammy pedal. And so I have multiple settings on it. One of them is like an organ, but the most prominent thing on it is it just puts it an octave down to make it sound like a bass. Then it goes through a kind of an overdrive pedal, and it goes to a bass amp. So that's how I get my bass sound. And I worked on it for quite a bit, and we didn't even have that in the band until a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it changed. It was pretty much a game changer for us, because we were looking for a bass player or a guitarist, because I'm naturally a bassist. mm-hmm. But we got that, and then. When people would want to try out, it just was kind of pointless, because there was no chemistry. And so I just I filled in the bass on our own, and it sounds full.
Perfect.
Yeah, a lot of people awesome. Compliment us on our live sound, because mm-hmm. it sounds like it's a full 3-piece band.
How about the writing of songs? I know actually, Audrin, you were hosting on a Freeform when songwriter Wyatt Granger came up to play some of the Rue Badly stuff.
Yes, yeah.
On the ukulele.
Yeah.
And you almost referred to it as like my sort of confessional songwriter stuff from mm-hmm. a long, long, long time ago. This band, the sort of creation story that you told during the session is you had to make a gig, Wyatt.
Right.
And Audrin was there, ready.
Yeah.
And you made up songs in the car on the way to farming.
Pretty much. Like, honestly, like, pretty much.
The way it happened was I moved here to Albuquerque in 2013, and I had a couple of songs, and I wanted to start a band. And I tried a few different people. None of them clicked. I met him, and we just jammed. I threw in some riffs that I had, and he clicked right away with that. And not a lot of people are into that kind of style anymore, so our chemistry kind of matched really well. And so I started writing songs for this project, but not all of them would be well received by Audrin. He's like, oh, I'm not really into that or whatever. And so it's like, I think most duos have kind of like the songwriter and then usually the drummer. That's how it seems like with like Dan Arbach mm-hmm. or Jack White or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this band, I feel like, is very much because of us and because of Audrin. Because Audrin will, like the one of the songs, Egyptian Rat Screw, the first one that we played, I was just playing these little licks for fun while he was setting his drums, and he noticed like, hey, if you put those in the same key, like we can make that a song. And then he was like, and then after that for the bridge, we should do something like this. And Audrin always has like a lot of ideas. And so every song that we've done pretty much go into context of making it with him. So, mm-hmm. and yeah, so it's a very much back and forth process than me just being like, hey, here's a song we're doing. And then he throws
it. It was a lot of the changes is what attracted me like the most. I really like songs that have lots of changes. And when we first practiced, we tried to do them and we failed, and we still try to do them and we still kind of fail. But in terms of songwriting, I mean, like, we have songs that are like all my lyrics. We have songs that are all his lyrics.
Yeah, we share a lyric writing.
Mm-hmm. And then some of them are just like half and half. I know some of the riffs, Box of Circumstances is my riff. Egyptian, I had a say in.
Yeah.
But
I've been in a number of bands before, like some with 9-piece, or, you know, and there's generally like a leader mm-hmm. in most cases. But I feel like this is and even though it's just one other person, I feel like this is the most genuine dynamic
it's,
I've ever
Yeah, it's just off-the-wall stuff, because his Rue Bradley stuff would never fit into Mountain Head, and my solo balloon stuff would never fit into Mountain Head.
No, but, either, but we have an overlap of a deep love for really hard rock, heavy riff type
alternative
music,
metal.
Alternative metal, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, thank you, ladies.
Oh, thank you, Wyatt. Cool. Yeah, so far so good, I guess.
So far so good. Yeah. There's no
generally
no fires started yet. That's always our first hope when we play. Everywhere we go, there seems to burst into flames. You know,
in a bad way.
Oh no, no.
Oh, in a good way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So the thing that I've been using to, I could use this as an opportunity to explain.
Yeah, talk about it.
So the way I have my setup here that makes it sound as full as it does is I run the guitar through a splitter, an ABY pedal, and then I have one, the B side, going through this poly octave generator, a POG pedal. It's about $300, really expensive, but man, it can do a lot, and it can simulate organ sounds, and it just has all kinds of functions, and it's mostly what I use to simulate the bass. So that's what that bass sound is. And then I run that through a big muff pedal, and then that goes to the bass amp. And I have the A channel going through this guitar setup, the distortion pedal, delay. Usually there's a wah here. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're literally the things you have to do. You have to play, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 pedals. You sing and you play guitar. You're like, yeah. I still don't understand it.
That's why I mess up so much.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why we mess up so much.
But it's I think we pull off pretty good.
We tried
a long time to get a bass player, but we had a guy named.
We've tried out so many bass players.
We had a guy for a while named John Stamos who's.
Oh yeah.
He was a good guy, but he died
in a freak
Ferris wheel accident.
The boy, man.
Yeah. And so we took his ashes and threw him on my bass amp, and now he's kind of here.
So young.
So young.
So naive.
So full house.
Everywhere you look.
All right, there was one more performance hiding in that recording that we'll have to dig up for you, maybe. When the that farewell performance happens on stage, Act Natural, the EP from Mountainhead, is going shortly to be released and available on SoundCloud, on CD Baby, on Reverb Nation, Bandcamp. It'll be everywhere, but this band will not. So our thanks to Wyatt Granger and Audrin Bagai for coming by and giving us one of the final performances, at least for the time being, of the duo Mountainhead. Audrin on his way to the West Coast in just a few weeks, and not sure where he goes from there. Wyatt Granger still very much with us.